110. The Longhouse. The best thing is to sit on a pew in the middle aisle of the church and let the calm and balance of the room work on you. The three-aisle basilica shows an unusually rich structuring in the longhouse, which it takes from other Romanesque-style buildings, and has modified it, and this plays an important part in its artistic history. The side aisles open on the middle aisle through two big, wide paths. Because the four arches are held up by columns and pillars, we talk of simple or Rhine connection alterations. The middle aisle shows bays, therefore there is a three inner column. The two outside bays have a wall column leaning against them. The slim pillars are taller than the columns, and take away the optical harshness through their softer aspect. Also, the three-corner-angled box above the pillar has the same task. The floor tiling is easily seen here, and it springs out of you because it appears massive next to the columns. There is, however, no other Romanesque-style church that has such a motif over the platforms. There is only this in St. Cyrianus. Acanthus leaves and flowers decorate the heads of the pillars. These late antiquity forms are different from the Ottonian times. These leaves no longer, however, stand out from the heads. The southwesterly pillar, apart from the small figureheads, stands between the leaves. Their interpretation is debated over even today. The pillar heads number 1,000, and we have an example in plaster of one of the earlier heads. You can also see it in the Romanesque painting book. A speciality of St. Cyrianus is the subdivision of the side aisles through genuine passable galleries. A row of 12 supports and gangways runs off each side of the middle aisle. Two gangway floors are joined by a wide arch. A column divides a long sidewalk into the two groups. If you stand above the lower column, the two stories are drawn together in an axis and form a beautiful optical unity. There are roughly 20 pillars which meet in an ottotrapezoid style and have different base types. The steep Attish form with the square base plates, the thin form with base plates, and the cylinder and bead rings. In the beam house, the gallery has a double floor with a single pillar, which interestingly has an earlier form of a cube head. The function of the longhouse gallery is not really known. It has been suggested that it was from this area that the female members of the choir did their duties. The choir itself was then reserved only for the performers. In the center, in which the seating is today, it was possibly used for attendance. The aristocratic ladies had a befittingly raised place. In addition, a division was taken down to give the longhouse a festive character. The motif for the three angled longhouse galleries in the side aisles is an old style from the Christian Orient, for example, in the Demetrius Basilica in Saloniki from the 5th to 6th century. Similarly, this can be found in the Holy Cross Church in Hildesheim at the start of the 9th century, and was seen for the first time in Saxony. This style can also be seen in the Marienkirche Quendenburg on the Munzenberg, and dates from the late 10th century. It has also been well preserved. For a long time it was suspected that the Empress Theophanu, who was buried in 973 in nearby Quedlinburg, brought the motif of the longhouse gallery with her from her Byzantine homeland. Historical documents on it do not exist. Art history, however, leads us to believe that this type of older gallery arose from the Oriental Byzantine culture. The upper level on the middle aisle wall is a plain clear story. The basis of the two lower levels are seven simple arch windows, unsymmetrically placed in the wall. The wall spaces have been preserved as they are, so that there is a wide space between the wall strips. The near square extension to the two middle walls and the centre accent between the middle columns meet very symmetrically with the two side walls. Also, the floor beams on the lobby and the intersection as well as the end slabs reinforce this view. The longhouse is at peace with itself.